Sometimes the self-help gurus, they teach us about the presence and the present and the eternal now. All that exists is now, and the past and the future, they don't exist. And, yeah, of course, all that exists is now. So, yeah, eternal now, the now always exists. And if we think that, no, the now is always fleeting away, what is fleeting away is are the things that go on outside of us or in our perception that pass through that now, that eternal now. So, and I'm just reading a book about describing Indian Vedantic philosophy and yoga and all that. And from other cultures too, wisdom cultures, where that's central there in the teachings. And it's as if you, when you realize this eternal now, that all that exists is now, then it's as if you're stepping out of time in a way. Because you know, that kind of time where you seem to be caught in that flow down there of changes. Because that's what time is, changes. Creation, maintenance, dissolution, things being created, lasting for a while and then disappearing. The cycle of time, kala, chakra. But then as I sit here, then I can ask myself, what is then real? Because sometimes they say in Indian philosophy, which I think is very true, sounds very true, that what is temporary, that which has a beginning and an end, is not actually real. And that which lasts, doesn't have a beginning and end, that is real. And I really like that definition because, I mean, just let's, where we are now, okay? I am in a world, and you too, I guess, of changes. Day and night, years come and going, month after month, and a lifetime, and things we get, things we lose, people we get meet, people will lose. I mean, all of that, what we call life. It's about all those changes, but there's something here that doesn't change. Not from moment to moment. In other words, it's not there as some fleeting now that disappears before we can enjoy it, but it's always present there, and that is our consciousness. That's one, you know, basic thing. Our mind here, and which changed, but we, the perceivers, and if you can, in any way now, get, follow me there, then I think you would find the Indian Vedic Vedantic philosophy interesting, or these old wisdoms, they give another kind of cosmology that, well, first of all, is alive, the living cosmos. And yeah, I mean, learning here ourselves, which we can do, which I can do now, and you too, whenever you want. What now? What in this now is for me always there? It's me. It's my presence here, and there are others. Other who live here, and they are always also there, present. Their minds may change, their bodies may change, but the presence there of us, and all of us together there, we are a little race of the highest presence, which is that of God. The Supreme Personality of Godhead. Well, that's the philosophy you find there in the Bhagavad Gita and the Srimad Bhagavatam from India, which I find very, very interesting. Old wisdom scriptures. Yeah.